Have you ever noticed that your passion and your commitment at work has been waning? You'd love to be more enthusiastic about your job, but when Monday rolls around again, all you want to do is to stay in bed. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Look, it doesn't matter what job you have, how glamorous other people may perceive it to be, once you've been doing it for a good long while, day after day, a sense of drudgery can creep in. So there are plenty of people who sing the songs and listen to the sermons on Sundays, but come Monday, they go to work with that same old attitude, that sense of drudgery and lack of commitment. And it shows through, which is not a particularly good advertisement for our faith and of the impact of the amazing love of Jesus in our hearts now, is it? So what's the answer? Well, God has one, and actually, it's pretty simple, really. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 7 and 8. Do your work and be happy to do it. Work as though it is the Lord whom you are serving, not just an earthly master. Remember that the Lord will give everyone a reward for doing good. Everyone, slave or free, will get a reward for the good things they do. There's a lot to be said for living your life for an audience of one, for Christ and Christ alone. I see this time and time again. The closer people draw to Jesus, the more it impacts every other part of their lives. All of a sudden, you find yourself working with passion again because you know that you're serving the Lord as well as your boss at work. All of a sudden, there's a spring back in your step that's been missing for all too long. Do it all for Jesus. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Listen up. God wants you to enjoy your life. Now, that doesn't mean we'll always be floating on cloud nine, no. But he does want you to derive a sense of fulfillment in using the gifts and abilities that he's given you. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com. And right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching from God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.